may have heard, you would have heard in Eyewitness News that severe thunderstorms last night led to flooding in Margate, KwaZulu-Natal, South Coast, causing damage to homes and properties. This has also unfortunately led to the loss of 5 lives. And to give us an update on the situation, Mr. Simon April joins me now on the line. Mr. April, thank you so much for joining us. A tragedy has befallen the Margate area at the Reinkonyeni municipal area, municipal district. Tell us what the extent of the damage is thus far.
Good evening, Aubrey, and good evening to the listeners. Yes, indeed. Yesterday, the 14th of April, we experienced severe thunderstorms and severe rainfall. It started around 3 in the afternoon, but it subsided after an hour, and then it came back around 7 in the evening. And it lasted for about two hours. Two hours and a half, but it caused a lot of damage, especially in the coastal belt in the southern part of Reinkonyeni municipality, that is Margate. Lots of infrastructure, you know, was damaged, and unfortunately, there were also cars that were washed away. There were cars, about 19 cars, that were at the workshop that were washed away and were found in the stream, mm-hmm. water stream, towards the sea. The most devastating news is that of a family, or let's say 3 people who were in the car, and the car that they were driving on was washed away in a low-level bridge. And unfortunately, 3 of them died. But also, we also received news of one adult, a male, who was struck by lightning in the area of Ward 29 in Fujin. And then also another male who slipped and fell trying to remove water in his house, so which then brings the number to 5 so far. But we are still collecting information, but I can indicate that a lot of damage in the infrastructure has been established, but we are still doing some assessment, because the rain also came back this late afternoon, but we're still trying to collect information on the damage.
What are the forecasts telling you about weather going forward? I mean, I'm seeing on the weather reports that you may still be expecting some inclement weather, Mr. April?
Yes, during the day today, we received a warning, a level 5 warning. Mm. And yesterday, we received a level 2 warning, but I think it went above that. But we received a level 5 warning for tonight. So, we were hoping that maybe it won't be to that extent. But we would like to caution our residents and then the community at large to be at a watch out, and especially those who are driving, not to drive on the road where they cannot maybe see the surface where there's running water, because the investigations are showing that the car that was washed away with 3 occupants, you know, went to running water where they thought the bridge was still intact, whereas the bridge had already was already washed away, and then that's how their vehicle was washed away. So we'd like to warn people to be cautious and not to cross low-level bridges where there's running water, and even the pedestrians not to cross water where they are above their ankles.
Yeah. One of the big conversations that we're having these days, not only in KwaZulu-Natal, but in in our coastal areas. Cape Town has just had some tragic episodes with severe weather conditions a week or so ago. What levels of preparedness, training for these kinds of eventualities is being embarked upon? I say this because we're seeing a greater frequency, Mr. April, I don't know if you'll agree with me, but a greater frequency of inclement weather, but also the severity of it. Is there anything that we can do as far as training of people, as far as, creating shelters, bunkers? I'm not even sure what I'm asking for. I know that, for example, in areas in the United States where there are a lot of hurricanes, a lot of where there's a lot of inclement weather, there has even been ways of building buildings that have been mandatory in order to mitigate against the kind of damage that they used to see before that. Similar things happen in places like Russia, for example, where there's a lot of severe extreme kinds of weather. It appears to me that in our coastal areas, the extreme inclement weather that we are beginning to see or have been seeing over the last few years is increasing in severity, in intensity, and in frequency. Are there any ideas, plans of that nature?
I will agree with you, Aubrey, that, I think maybe we need to start thinking about, maybe some of what you have just raised. That is being done in the countries where they are used to implement weather. Because as you have indicated, yes, it's true. Especially KZN has experienced a lot in the recent years of implement weather. But maybe maybe it's a long-term solution or maybe... Yes, but in the meantime, I think we also need to educate our people because we normally issue warning, but you'll find that people will sometimes, operate as normal.
Yeah.
Yes, and then when the bad weather starts, you'll find that people are not at their homes, at their respective homes, and then they will start driving, and they will drive whilst it is raining. And they will also drive through where there is running water, and hence, some cars are washed away.
Yeah.
But also, I think maybe we need to also educate our people, our communities about cleanliness, because one of the problems that one can identify is that our stormwater drainage system is usually blocked is not operational in full capacity because of that you find that it is blocking the drainage system. But it's people, who throw things who litter and make the drainage system not to work properly. If we can also maybe intensify education in that regard.
Yeah. Is it because people don't believe the warnings? Why is it that when warnings do come out and people seem to continue with their normal lives, is it because people don't believe the warnings? What are the underlying reasons as to why people don't heed the warnings that come out, which ultimately lead to devastating results?
I will say that also contributes. Some people, they just ignore the warnings and they read them, and then you'll find, because sometimes they issue them in the social media pages, and then you'll find the responses, that people will say, no, we don't care about what you're saying. We want jobs, what I mean.
Yeah.
So you find that people, they don't take them serious. If also they can also take them serious, I think that the effects of inclement weather can be mitigated.
So what you're saying is that generally people will then argue that, look, you're standing in our way of making a living here by giving us these warnings that we have to heed. You know, running away and being in a shelter somewhere isn't going to feed me. Is that the kind of logic we're talking about here?
Absolutely. People, you know, will have an excuse of ignoring the warnings, and they will say something, you know, as we are saying that no, we can't be held into ransom because of the warning, and not operate maybe our businesses, or not we can not be happy, enjoy ourselves because of the warning.
Yeah. Also, sometimes it's got to do with entertainment. People want to enjoy themselves. Yeah. So I suppose it's a whole combination of socio-economic issues that sometimes come to play as to why people might not want to be cooperative whenever these warnings come out.
Yes, I will agree with that, but also I think maybe also the element of distrust to the government, whatever that is being said by the government, you know, they don't trust it, they don't see it necessary or important, you know. I think that may be the cause of that.
And of course the results for the ignoring of these warnings are devastating, right?
Very, very, very devastating. Because you will find that, you know, for instance, as I'm saying, there were about 19 cars that were washed away, that were in the river stream towards the market beach. Also, the vehicle that was washed away, other vehicles, unfortunately, in the evening yesterday, I drove to one place. Because I went there to rescue the kids of a relative. The car that was washed away used the road that we want them, that no, that road is dangerous. Rather use the other road that we were using. But that car went through that road, and unfortunately it was washed away.
What about what the municipality can do from its side? In other words, you know, the issue of the clogged up drains because of litter, because of just, is there something that the municipality can do just in terms of enforcement of some of the bylaws that make sure that we don't have clogged up catchment areas and drains and so forth?
Yes, I think that can work. Yeah, I think it's true. Maybe we also need to look at that. When we know that it's the season of rains, and also maybe when there is a warning, because we find that sometimes we receive a warning maybe 24 hours before it happens, that we make sure that the areas that we highlighted as one that will be affected, that maybe we deploy staff to make sure that the drainage system is cleared up. But above that, I think we also need to intensify awareness to the communities, because we can only do as much as government and as municipalities in particular. But I think we need to intensify awareness about the disasters and the causes thereof.
Mr. Simon April, thank you very much for joining us, and we hope that area, that Margate area, can see a better day, and we hope that the people of that area are safe at least tonight and maybe even tomorrow night, even as we hear reports of even worse weather coming your way. So we really are praying for you, and hope that you can survive the harshest moments of this moment. You know, I really, really, really wish you the best.
Thank you very much, Aubrey. And I would like to thank the people, individuals, and organizations that have assisted and that have offered assistance to people who have been affected by this disaster. We have received a lot of people wanting to assist. We would like to thank them for that, and thank you for the well wishes.
Much appreciated. Simon, April is the spokesperson for the Rey Nkonyeni Municipal, and you'll have heard from Eyewitness News that the weather there has been such that even five people have now passed on.